The Taku, Stikine, and Yunak are significant salmon-producing rivers. These fisheries are a key subsistence food source for Southeast Alaskans, and they're prized for the cash value for commercial and charter fleets. In 2015, Governor Walker signed a landmark agreement with British Columbia, pledging to study and monitor these transboundary watersheds that host a booming Canadian mining sector and Alaska's fisheries. That monitoring effort didn't get off the ground until 2017, and now Alaska and BC governments say their work is done. Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation project manager Terry Lomax says the state developed valuable partnerships with British Columbia, but now there are other entities doing the monitoring.
So we did not want to be duplicative and want to truly just be efficient with all the resources. Didn't feel like it was necessary for multiple agencies to be collecting the same thing.
And it's the same story on the other side of the border, too. Greg Tamblyn heads BC's Environment Ministry's Regional Water Quality Section in Smithers.
Because these established sampling programs in the region, continuation of the joint sampling program would really be redundant.
Their final report says that 2 years of data found that water quality standards weren't exceeded on Alaska's side of the border. It found times when certain heavy metals were over limits in sediment, but noted there's a lot of naturally occurring minerals in the region. But scientists who've studied these watersheds say a couple of years is a blink of an eye for dynamic river systems.
You can't measure a given site once or twice a year for 2 years and claim that you know the baseline watershed health of that area.
Chris Sargent is a freshwater ecologist with the University of Montana's Flathead Lake Biological Station. The final report noted there was little evidence of contamination and aquatic life appeared healthy. But Sargent says many of the mines that Alaskans downstream are worried about haven't been built yet.
You know, the way I look at this is we have a lot of potential mines coming down the pike that are very large projects that could be built in the near future. And so I'm looking at like, well, do we know what these metal patterns look like right now in these rivers in case those big projects are built and things change? And I just don't think we're set up for success to answer that question yet.
It was Southeast Alaska tribes that helped spur the Walker administration to engage BC over transboundary mining. And they say the work has been short-lived. Fred Olson Jr. heads the 15-tribe Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission.
We definitely need water quality sampling, but we need ongoing, seasonal, sustainable sampling. We don't need a couple years of hit and miss, cherry picking the data, and then saying everything's okay.
But Alaska and BC will still collaborate. Its bilateral working group, established during the Walker administration, will continue to meet twice a year. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.